And now, a presentation of the Black Sheep Broadcasting Network.
Is this Blow?
No, it's T.D. Mischke, and I'd like to explain something to you when you get back from the Biffy.
All right, hang on just 1 second.
I'll be sure to get about here and think of how we think that they're shooting with their sticks.
What's extraordinary is you and I are from the same, not only the same part of the country, but I believe the very same city. Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Oh, what is Tom Mischke's topic today, or is it a repeat?
It is a repeat. He is back into the bowels of depression again and won't be on until December.
You're being charged for this call.
Oh, no. How much?
I don't know if you're going to keep calling back and just...
No, I'm not if it costs 50 cents or something like that, or 75 cents. I had a Kool-Aid stand last week. I had to make that much. How much is it going to be?
Operator disconnecting.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah, if you were here right now, I'd hit you upside the head there, fella. What's on your mind?
I think you're pretty weird.
Yeah, well, guess what you are. Off the air.
Ladies and gentlemen... Mischke Madness now presents The Mischke Interview, featuring the broadcast outcast, transmitting live from his renegade radio outpost, here in the final 90 feet of the city of St. Paul.
Knock, knock.
Knock, who's there?
That's Tom.
Tom who?
I'm gonna freaking kill you, you old man! Were you the company that had the Dale Earnhardt commemorative, the seatbelt buckle?
You turned off your mic, didn't you? I know you did. I knew you turned it off. You turned it off.
Any chance we'd be confused with CCO, I think it was just destroyed there. There you are.
Hello.
You moron.
Hey, Mischke, keep playing the tape ball.
But there you are. Do you hear yourself screwing up?
You're covering up evidence.
You pathetic excuse.
You're covering up evidence.
You want me to play the rest of it?
Wait a minute. Huh? What are you talking about? No one understands what you are talking about. Shut up.
I'm
I love you, Tommy.
Okay.
Not really. I see that to every guy. No.
Good Lord. Oh, my God. How does she do that?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mischke Interview. Tonight, T.D. Mischke has granted us the rare opportunity to sit down for a lengthy, one-on-one, no-holds-barred interview. Hopefully, we'll get the chance to learn a little bit more about the man we've grown to know and love, the guy who runs the program we've come to affectionately know as the Mischke Broadcast. Tom's career in radio has now spanned a period of almost 20 years. It began innocently enough with some rather innocuous but extremely funny phone calls to a KSTP talk show host by the name of Don Vogel. Within a few days, Tom had suddenly become a regular on Don's program, where he was only known by the moniker of the Phantom Caller.
Hey, you're not Santa!
Shut up, kid, or I'll sweat all over you. You got any razors here? I'm looking for an electric razor.
Mommy, Daddy, we're being robbed!
I said shut up, in this bag or you won't have a mommy.
That was Christmas at my house.
It's beautiful. People, when the Phantom Caller is calling, don't try to call him up, because then we hear that call waiting click, for heaven's sakes.
As a result of these very phone calls, Mischke was invited to sit in with Don during his afternoon saloon program during the early 90s. The two made an incredible comedic duo, and a year and a half later, Tom suddenly found himself propelled into his very own program and time slot with the Mischke Broadcast. Sadly, Don Vogel passed away a couple of years later. In fact, tonight's interview takes place almost 10 years to the exact date of Don's death. This was a sad time for KSTP listeners and marked the beginning of the end of an era. As time marched forward, Mischke was left to carry the mantle of Vogel's legacy. KSTP was just beginning its transformation into a political station known for its right-of-center views. Hosts like Bob Yates, Mitch Berg, and Barbara Carlson were replaced with the likes of Jason Lewis, Chris Kroc, and Bob Davis. Today, this transformation is almost complete, except for this odd outpost outcast airing his show from 10 till midnight, the Mischke Broadcast. To KSTP's credit, they have always had the sense the good sense to realize what a talent they have in T.D. Mischke. Through thick and thin, through the good and the bad, they have doggedly gone against the grain and stuck with the Mischke broadcast. For this, myself and thousands of others thank them. My name is Derek Larson, and I'm the webmaster for a website known as MischkeMadness.com. If you're any sort of fan of the Mischke broadcast, you'll want to check out the website. It literally has hundreds of sound bites from the program. The material covers a span of 10 years and even includes a few entire Mischke broadcasts. All of my web hosting needs have been provided free of charge by another Mischke fan by the name of Lou Wordman. He runs linkuphosting.com, and without his sponsorship, Mischke Madness would not exist. Please check him out for any web hosting needs you might have. His costs and service cannot be beat. Now, as Tommy would say, I hope you have a hot mug handy, or perhaps even a cool drink. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy as you listen to the Mischke Interview.